try to get through this. A lot of you know what's been going on the last 6-7 months with my life and the problems that I've had. I have a little testimony. It's probably been at least a month ago when we had the last fellowship meal. When I was coming out of the fellowship hall, Carrie was coming back in, and she stopped me. Wanted to know how I was feeling. I said, not too good. She said, well, maybe I'd better get Pastor Tim to pray for you. I said, I would like that. So she got a hold of Pastor Tim and Bruce Pape and Larry Crossgrove and John Mills, Harvey Mast, and just before their elders meeting, he took time out from his meeting to take time to pray for me. So they prayed. Got done praying, and Pastor Tim says, do you feel any better? I said, no. And he kind of sort of had a little disappointed look on his face. But I'm here to say the prayer did work. That evening, Sunday evening, I started feeling better. Monday, I felt better yet. I was back on the pain pills up to 3 times a day. Tuesday, I felt a little better yet. By Wednesday, I completely quit taking my pain pills. Completely. That was an answered prayer. It didn't happen right at that moment, but God answered in His time. And I want to thank you all for that. I want to thank this whole church body for the support that they have given me during these last 6 to 7 months. The prayers, the cards, the visits, phone calls. You don't know how much I appreciated all this. It's meant a lot, a whole lot to me. And a lot of you know, this Thursday I'll be going in for surgery. I'm going to need all the support I can get. I'll put my life in God's hands, in your prayers. I know He'll get me through this.
Why don't we have some people come gather around, and then I want you to just stretch a hand out to Lester as we pray for him. Lord, I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for the encouragement that we get from our brothers and sisters. But Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would come and encourage Lester and Ruth Ella. Lord, I pray your healing touch upon him again. Lord, we've prayed and we've prayed and we've prayed, and we trust you. We trust you for his life. Lord, he trusts you for his life. Lord, I pray that you would come alongside as only you can do, that you would be the one that comforts and encourages and builds up. And Lord, I pray that the enemy would have no place to lie and to steal and to cheat and take away Lester and Ruth Ella's joy in this journey. Lord, I pray for specifically for Thursday as Lester goes to surgery. I pray for wisdom for the surgeons, for the doctors. We thank you for that. But Lord, we believe that you are the God that heals us. We believe that you send out your word and it heals. And I ask that you would do that for Lester. Lord, we trust you for him. Continue to bless him and encourage him. I thank you for the encouragement he has been to me as I've seen him and Ruth Ella cling to you through this experience and trust you and not become bitter. Continue to allow them to do that and bless them, I pray, Lord. I pray that this surgery would be a complete success so we can give Jesus all the glory. And Lord, we trust you no matter what the outcome, and we put Lester and Ruth Ella in your hands, because that's the safest place we can. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.